up, everybody? Whoops! Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. Did I just pull the mic out? Or it's good? Okay, I gave it a yank, and I thought it was going to come right out of the sound mix board thing. I don't know what it's called. Happy birthday to you if today's your birthday. Happy funeral day to you if you died, if your funeral's today. Either way, dead or alive, it doesn't matter. I hope you're watching the show and enjoying the show. I have on a Whitney Houston t-shirt. This is the type of shirt. By the way, I'm going to wear Whitney Houston merch every day during Pride, okay? Because I know for a fact if she was still alive today, she'd be at the Pride parades doing blow, and I'd be right there with her giving her the blow. Even though I've never done, do you know I've never done a drug in my life besides smoked weed occasionally and taking edibles for the $25 members of the Patreon only at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, the Chris and Eddie show, and Jasmine, aka Vinny, gets mad every time I do edibles, and I'm like, do you want the house on Staten Island or not?
And I'm like a drug to you.
What'd you? Oh, right? Here's Vinny on the mic. I didn't see you creeping up over there, even though you look like a bowling ball. I'm kidding. You're beautiful. Can I please post a picture of your feet on Patreon? She sent me, because her feet are swollen from the pregnancy pimp. So she sent me a picture of her feet yesterday, and I legitimately thought it was our next door neighbor Anthony's feet. That's what I thought. I sent them to Anthony, and he was like, "Oh, Wilma Flintstone in the house." I was like, "Bur, bur, 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 yabba, dabba,
doo." Let's see your feet. What's your excuse?
I would pull out
it's
my foot right now.
National flip flop day. You should have your flip flops on.
It's National flip flop day.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to flip-flop on all my opinions.
So what else is new?
True. Here's the thing, Vin. Ready for this? Vin, how dilated are you? How dilated are you right now?
2 centimeters.
2 centimeters. So we have to get to, what is it, 4 or 5 centimeters for the baby to come out?
I don't know.
Ready for this? Vin's kids keep getting bigger. Her firstborn, Gesundheit. Her firstborn, I will only say bless you in German. Her firstborn, Dankeschön, means thank you in German, or I think. My family's German. They probably secretly support the Nazis. Jasmine, Vinny's firstborn, 6 pounds, 5 ounces. Secondborn, 6 pounds, 11 ounces. This baby, 8 pounds. Holy smokes. You got an 8-pounder with
I'm
a week to
so
go.
I'm so glad you think it's so funny.
I feel great. I've never felt better. I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me ask
That's
you
debatable.
Let me ask you this, Vin.
Didn't you add an extra X to your t-shirts?
I added an extra X to my life. Good throw. Did you serious? Did you see me flinch? Because she hit the delivery guy outside.
He's aiming for the picture.
I
always hit the picture.
Let me ask you this. As you know, By the way, biggest baby ever born, 22 pounds, 28 inches.
What?
From Selville, Ohio, January 19th, 1879. The biggest baby and the longest baby.
Wow.
Aww.
What? The baby, who was not officially named, just referred to as Babe, sadly died 11 hours later. All right, well, welcome to the comedy show. We didn't read the last part
That's
of that
horrible.
Bit.
Horrible. You may have to take that out.
Why not? No, That's we won't so take hard. It out. Speaking of fat babies, I'm back on the road. ChrisDComedy.com, Providence, Rhode Island. We've just added some tickets, so go get the tickets because it was sold out forever, and now we just added seats because the state of Rhode Island, whatever, just upped the thing. So that's July 22nd to 24th. ChrisDComedy.com, get tickets. Eatontown, New Jersey is next in August. The first show is almost sold out. The second show has a few tickets. It's on a golf course in Eatontown, New Jersey. Get those. Philadelphia, August like 18th to the 21st. We're literally doing like 10,000 shows. They're all sold out. So hopefully we add more tickets. I'll let you know. But right now, Philadelphia is sold out for literally 25,000 shows. It's wild. I'm doing too many shows in Philly. Then September, Waukegan, Illinois. You have to like call or email the venue like it's fucking 1983. So there's tickets available there because I'm not promoting emails and cell phone and numbers of the venue. So go to Waukegan, Illinois, ChrisDComedy.com. If you live in that area, get the tickets. Jurgles in Pittsburgh in October. Those shows are almost sold out. The first one is definitely sold out. The second one maybe has like 10 tickets left in October. Then the big one, October 23rd, Fox Theater, Foxwoods, Connecticut. First show sold out. Second show, there are tickets for the late show. It's a big theater, 1,300 seats, so appreciate all the support. Zanies Nashville, also almost sold out. Go to Zanies in Nashville. That's also in October, I believe October 15th to the 17th. ChristyComedy.com. Newark Theater in New Jersey in November, almost sold out. Get the tickets. And then next year, we got Seattle and Portland the first month of January with more dates coming soon. And then all the fun at Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I mean, the shit we've been doing at Patreon lately has been wild. You've missing John A. Light, T.T. Jerry. At the end of this episode, we're going to put a sneak peek. Well, not a sneak peek. We're going to put a little bit of a Patreon episode so you can see what you're missing if you'd like to join the family. The only way to really be a part of the family and the Christians and really get pictures of Vinny's feet and my children's feet is at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I post feet pics there if you're into that. So, Vin, let's talk about it real quick. So you're 38 weeks pregnant now. I have to go
in 2 days.
I have to go to Los Angeles again to keep doing Backyard Bar Wars.
Yeah, guys, please make sure to like watch his TV show and go to his shows because he's basically going to be an absent father for the first year of the baby's life. So make it worth it.
What do you mean I'm going to be an? First of all, why are you saying that I was going to be an absent father? Okay,
you just spent the first half hour mentioning all of your dates.
Okay.
When you're going to be away.
Yeah, and I have to do that because you'll also send me, I'll be like, hey, this is my budget for a house. And then you'll send me a link to a house that's about $150,000, $200,000 over the budget.
Well, thank you because I'm not getting paid for this show, so you might as well pay me somehow.
You're not getting paid because you don't work.
Putting up with you is enough.
Yeah, okay. I'm a spin psych. I'm a spin instructor.
What?
Okay. What do they pay you in fucking gift cards to Lululemon? Give me one of those.
That's how I get your gifts.
Seriously. You have so many gift cards. How about this? Ooh, Italian woman wakes up from 10-month coma to discover she had a baby. Sorry.
Not funny.
I know. I didn't mean for. I know. I'm swinging and missing
You're
today.
You're so red right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. Zoom in on my face. I didn't mean that. Let me ask you this, Vin. If you went into a coma, let me ask you this honest question. If you went into a coma right now for a year, but, you know, you gave birth to the baby via cesarean, would you be able to recognize your baby when you woke up? Do you think you'd be able to recognize your baby when you woke up?
No.
No way, right? Listen, every...
I still question if my kids were like my babies.
Here's the thing. Here's the truth is our daughter is so beautiful now, but in the beginning, we both were like, man, she's ugly. Oh my God. Every baby just looks like their father's testicles.
My babies were, I had ugly babies.
Wow.
They were ugly.
They're beautiful. No, they're both beautiful kids now, though.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Our daughter's beautiful and Tristan's a beautiful kid.
They look just like me. Hello.
Which is so bizarre. It's getting a little kind of uncomfortable now to see how much our daughter looks like your son with another guy where I'm like, are they both just the other guy's kids? Because how does my daughter look exactly like the other guy's kid?
I mean, the timeline is kind of blurred, so.
It is blurred. But I got the frickin' paternity test, which is interesting because we got a paternity test from the paternity clinic that Vinny approved.
I didn't know her, I promise.
Yeah, okay. So did you hear this story too? This guy says, Vin, that he was deep sea lobster diving and he got swallowed by a whale and he was inside the mouth of a whale and then somehow escaped. Do you really think, let me ask you this. One, do you believe it?
Why would he lie about that?
You think he would lie? Because
maybe he has a baby mama.
I was going to say, maybe he has a baby mama. Let me ask you this.
What do you think the truth is? He was out cheating? Like what? Why would he lie about that?
I want to ask you this. If I was cheating on you inside the mouth of a whale, would you still find a way to get inside that mouth of a whale and slap me? Would you slap me with whale intestines? Let me ask you a question. You find me.
I would leave you alone because, first of all, you're sorry, and the chick that you're cheating on me with is sorry. What are you doing in the whale's mouth in the first place?
Because we're looking
for. How desperate is she to get in there with you?
Because everywhere else, we just know you'll find us. So we're like, oh, let's be in the mouth of a whale. And still somehow you swim up to whales, but hold like, who's this? What are you doing with this bitch? You would be out there, little Moby Dick.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. The whale's mouth is mostly ocean.
I know, dude. A whale takes in like gallons and gallons and gallons of water. Like as soon as it opens its mouth, it takes in like half the ocean. It's how much water How much water does a whale swallow when it opens its mouth to get food?
You know what's more? How much sperm it releases into the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, I'm serious.
So yeah,
like, I don't remember what.
So
it
how
was,
you,
it was,
you
like,
every time
crazy.
You go into the ocean, you must get pregnant then, because
oh
if there's sperm whale floating around there. So by the way, real quick, by the way, listen, the average blue whale produces 400 gallons of sperm when it ejaculates, but only 10% of that actually makes it into its mate. 360 gallons are spilled onto the ocean every time one unloads, and you wonder why the ocean is so salty.
Ew.
Oh my God, I hate. I wonder what the back of a female whale's back looks like.
You think they're pulling out?
I wonder if any other animal pulls out other than humans. You think any other animal pulls out? Let's see. What animals pull out? Speaking of pulling out, while we're looking this up, Vinny has said, aka Jasmine, has said that she is getting her tubes tied after the birth of our daughter. Now, are you going to get your tubes tied? Are you for sure going to do it?
I don't know.
Now you're debating.
Well, because I don't want to go back in for another surgery. Like, that's annoying.
So that's what it is.
It's either that or have another baby.
So if a doctor can make a house call and they could tie the tubes in the house, would you do it?
I don't know. I don't want to be out for surgeries anymore.
No, but let me ask you this.
Because
you've never even asked me to get a vasectomy.
I have asked you.
You've asked me to get a
vasectomy. selective hearing.
You asked me to get a vasectomy?
No, actually, I told you. I didn't ask you. I told you.
I don't want to get a vasectomy, but you're not making me.
Yeah, but...
Huh? I don't want to. I'm not going to snip it.
Sorry.
What do you mean? Oh, you already did it in my sleep? I think that I don't want to get a vasectomy, and I honestly want to say
Why?
This on the No, I want to say
Why?
This on the podcast. Listen to me. I want to say this on the podcast. I don't think that you should get your tubes tied. I don't want you, because I think that you cutting off your reproductive system or me cutting off mine will do like mental trauma, and it's like not natural, and I don't want you to get your tubes tied.
No, it's fine. People do it all the time. And
okay.
Why wouldn't you want to get a vasectomy?
Because here's what we'll do instead. You don't have to get your tubes tied, and I won't get a vasectomy. Just from now on, we'll only do it in the ass. What do you think?
Goodbye.
Hey to my parents and family listening. And when I say,
this is
well,
why I don't get out anymore.
Vin, and when I say we'll only do it in the ass, I mean you'll strap on a dildo and put it in my ass.
Fine, we could do that.
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't want you to get your tubes tied. Don't do it. Seriously, don't do it. We'll be safe. Or I'll just have sex with other women.
I think you should do it, because if another woman comes out pregnant with your kid, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
What would you actually do?
I have no idea.
What
like
if we were broken up?
Inside, my hands are sweating right now. The rage inside me that I'm feeling, thinking about that, no.
But what happens if we were broken up and moving on with our life? Broken up, moving on with my life, would I be able to have a family with
when
someone else?
When we're broken up?
I'm saying if.
Bye.
If,
the door's right there.
If we were broken up. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, our freaking address has been on every episode. What? It doesn't matter. I don't care who broke into this house now, because T.T. Jerry sleeps in the back. So you're going to get the dead eye. You're going to get the Folger shit can to the face if you break into this house. What would you do? Would you allow it to happen or no chance?
You're making me mad.
Why?
Because I can't think about that.
I'm kidding. But what about after you give birth?
But what about what happens to the rappers where now, I forget which one has like 40 women claiming they're his baby mom.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 40 women claiming that they had a baby mom.
Neither party can really prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
No, I don't want to have kids with anybody else. I don't want to have a...
Good answer.
I do want to have a son, though.
You got scared?
Even though my stepson's like my son, I want to have like a biological son to carry on
the
Viking
name.
Like,
I'm not going to keep trying, because you're just going to give girls.
Okay, then I'm going to need to try with someone to have a son. So if you're out there and you think you can bear me a son, email chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com.
at your face right now.
If you think you're the one to give me a son, email chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, King Henry VIII.
You determine the gender.
I
so it doesn't matter what
listen,
freaking skank
listen,
you try to get with, okay?
There's a couple of things that science has disproved.
That
the gender,
not one of them.
The males do not determine gender, and COVID did not come naturally from bats. Those are the two things that have been disproved. By the way, speaking of that, I know we don't talk about COVID on this show. I don't want to talk about it. But did you see Jon Stewart on Colbert going crazy about COVID? You didn't see this, Pimpy? No. Bro. Go Google Jon Stewart Colbert By the time this comes out, it'll be like week old news. Bro, he literally went on Colbert and was like, COVID is from a lab in Wuhan. Stop being stupid. It's from a lab. Can we just watch? It's a minute and 16 seconds, but let's just watch, Jazz, watch this, because this is like, you have to understand, like, Jon Stewart is like the king. Here, pause it for a second. Jon Stewart is like the king. You know, first of all, he's one of the, in my opinion, the greatest comedians of all time. I know he doesn't get talked about with the greats, but The Daily Show, when Jon Stewart was leading it, was so unbelievably informative and great, and presented comedy to, like, the youth, and, like, you know, people weren't really in, presented politics to the youth or people who weren't involved in politics in a way that was so digestible and funny and amazing. And I really think they should have just stopped The Daily Show. No, not disrespecting Trevor. Never know at all. I just really think they should have stopped The Daily Show when he left, because he was the show. And, you know, he's a liberal guy, whatever. So you would think, like all the other late night talk show hosts, he would take the route of not ever agreeing with anything Donald Trump ever said, where Donald Trump is saying things were in a lab and, you know, whatever. And but everyone was like, no, of course it's not. That's xenophobic and whatever. And if China wouldn't do that, and it's from a bad, and stop doing this and blah, 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 blah. And he went on Colbert's show a couple of nights ago. And did, it was a funny bit. He was definitely doing a bit, but he was stating what he actually thinks is the truth, which in my opinion, the best comedians are able to do is state something that's factual that maybe the public doesn't like, but putting it in a joke format, not making some stupid statement with no jokes like some of my comedian peers do. And I'm like, where's the joke, you idiot? Like, we're doing comedy. Stewart did it in a joke, but really, like, upset a lot of people, because he basically said it was made in a lab. And if you don't think it's made in a lab, you're dumb. And so now my comedian peers, who are like the extremely liberal ones, don't know what to say or do, because they're like, oh my God, was Trump right? I'm like, yeah, play it. Oh, now the door's ringing. Welcome to Christy Chaos. Yeah, sorry. I had to. Sorry about that little weird edit error. The guy dropped off my lunch that I got for everybody, and he left about $35 worth of the food on the table at the restaurant. Shout out ALC Italian Grocery. Love you guys' food. I need my salmon and roasted beets. Let's Christy Omega 3s. Let's go to this Jon Stewart thing, because we found it on YouTube. Let's just listen for like a minute and a half of, like, nobody knows what to do. But to me, it's like great comedy, because it's like you're telling a truth that's very uncomfortable, but you're making jokes, and Stewart's just the best. And he's wearing, and he's got jeans on and a college shirt and a tie, so nobody can't pin this guy down. I love that he's just all over the place.
So wait a minute. You work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, if you look at the name, look at the name. Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey, and then it sneezed into my chili, and now we all have coronavirus. Like,
Yeah, dude, you see that? But you see, like, now, but it's interesting now, because what do you do now? My question to you, if you've been, you know, not even a comedian, but just somebody, you know, who's been you're bleeding. Let's just be honest. You're bleeding heart liberal. And I'm not liberal. Vinny said today's Chrissy flip-flops day. So I told you, I'm going to go back and forth all show. I'm in the middle. I'm Chrissy Gray Zones. I say this, you know, on stage if you come to my shows, but I am Chrissy Gray Zones. I got a Republican haircut, a Democratic brain, white skin, a black girl's ass, and I love Chinese food, but I eat it with a fork. That's who I am. I can't be pinned down. Seems like Jon Stewart. I'm not in any way, by the way, comparing myself to Jon Stewart. I mean, I live in a fucking two-bedroom apartment with roaches, but Jon Stewart's Jon Stewart. But
the way Colbert was reacting was a little bit annoying.
The way Colbert was reacting, I was going to get to, the way Colbert was reacting was almost like, Colbert was almost looking at him like, I thought we're on the same side here. I thought that we were getting paid by the 1% to push this bullshit narrative on the people, John. What are you doing? It seems like John busted out of the simulation for a second there and it got scolded by whoever, you know, got scolded by the aliens to be like, hey, you're supposed to be pushing the narrative that this is from bats, and don't say it's from the lab like it's actually from, like I've been saying since March of 2020. I was saying the first comedy bits that were based in truth that I used to do in March of 2020 when this happened was like, I'm not wearing a mask because the masks are made in China and they're dipping the coronavirus from the same lab that they're making the mask is the same one where they're making the virus and they're coating the masks in coronavirus and giving them out to the people. And now Jon Stewart said it too. I'm telling you, coronavirus is made in a lab and so is Yao Ming. You want to kick off your summer in style? Well, then you need Mack Weldon. I got to be honest with you. Mack Weldon is supposed to be sending me some clothes. I'm still waiting for them. But the Mack Weldon, they got athleisure there. I was told by Joe DeRosa, a.k.a. Joey the Pig, that Mack Weldon is the only company that can give Lululemon a run for their money. So Mack Weldon, and they're much cheaper, much cheaper. And the quality of the clothing, which is what I care about the most, allegedly, is fantastic. You know me. I like going in the pool. I mean, I'm Chrissy Floaty Tits. So I like swimming in the pool. And they have, for the summer, they got a lot of pool gear. They got a swim line with trunk and board shorts that are quick to dry and have the four-way stretch fabric. You need the four-way stretch fabric because make no mistake, I'm stretching these puppies out. I forgot to log to MyFitnessPal for about a week, so I need the stretchies. They also have a free loyalty program called Weldon Blue. Level one gets you free shipping for life. I mean, free shipping for life. Once you reach, even for Kane Tanaka, who's lived to 130 years old, once you reach level two by spending $200, you get 20% off every order for the next year, which is just insane. And on top of that, for 20% off your first order, go to MackWeldon.com/chaos. That's MackWeldon.com/chaos and enter the promo code chaos, C-H-A-O-S. That's MackWeldon.com/chaos, promo code chaos for another 20% off. Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. So as long as you identify as a man, you can buy this. You could be born a biological male or identify as one. Mack Weldon's got the clothes for you. I'm telling you, I can't wait to try them. Everyone I've spoken to truly loves their Mack Weldon clothes. So go to MackWeldon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos, 20% off. Why the hell not? Buy it for Father's Day, buy it for the birthday, or just if you're going to get in the pool, celebrate a little July 4th action. Use the promo code 20% off. MackWeldon.com/chaos, promo code chaos. Listen, do you like hiding your porn websites from your family and not letting them know that you're into really creepy shit? I mean, I had a friend who they called him the cannibal cop because he was using, that's legit, you can Google this guy, I went to high school with him. He was using the NYPD database to track women's addresses and he had fantasies to cannibalize them and eat them and he would have gotten away with it had he just used ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN. Over 90 countries to choose from, it basically hides what you're searching. Like, you don't want to give the government and all these people access to what you're searching. ExpressVPN, it's super fast, works on your phone, laptop, even smart TV, so you can watch your shows on the big screen with zero buffering. Zero buffering. ExpressVPN, I control which country I want Netflix to think I'm in. You ever been in another country and Netflix is like, oh, you're not in this country, so you can't watch this, or you're in a country and you want to go to a website and they block it? ExpressVPN's got the answer. Even maybe in China, I don't know. ExpressVPN, I'm telling you, be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only get access to a fraction of their content. You don't want to do that. Do ExpressVPN. It's the way to go. Get your money's worth at ExpressVPN.com/chaos. Don't forget to use my link so you can get 3 extra months free. That's ExpressVPN.com/chaos. ExpressVPN.com/chaos. Get 3 months free of hiding your web browser, doing all types of illegal shit. Whatever you want to do, ExpressVPN has you covered. There's no way they can catch you. Everything's hid. ExpressVPN.com/chaos. I even tried this on Vin, and even Vin couldn't find out the websites that I was Googling, and she's good. ExpressVPN.com/chaos, 20% off.
Now, this feeds into a conspiracy theory I have.
Yes, let's get to it.
About Colbert.
Yes.
That moment right there is exactly what's wrong with Colbert, because Jon Stewart's a legend who said, hey, this is going to get hacked, so I'm retiring.
Yes.
So he retired.
Yes.
Colbert, I think, started QAnon.
Colbert started QAnon, clip it. Yes.
Because he was doing the conservative bullshit on Comedy Central years ago, and he pretty much made the whole QAnon point of view popular.
Right.
Like, he spoke to them without knowing he was speaking to them.
Right.
He thought he was being ironic.
Right.
And I think he feels guilty for starting QAnon.
Well, Stephen Colbert is such a smart, intelligent guy. He's like, his brain, part of his DNA is in, like, that capsule that they release into space with, like, the greatest humans.
Why?
Which is so dumb. I mean, even with the greatest humans, aliens would look at that and be like, what is this? Like, it literally is like something they would get out of, like, a 25-cent gumball machine would be the DNA of the smartest humans. They're like, you're idiots. We're millions of years in the future. But anyway, Colbert is so smart that that's what you know, his DNA is in there. So he is a genius guy, but it is interesting, yeah, how he kind of did a flip-flop, because if you watch the original Daily Show stuff when Colbert was on...
Well, the Colbert Report.
The Colbert Report, but even before that, he was on the Daily Show.
Yeah,
he was a correspondent, and he was doing all the conservative stuff, and then you're right, Colbert was playing, quote-unquote, a wink-wink character on the Colbert Report, a satire guy. But you wonder, like, was that the truth, and this Colbert is the bit? I don't know.
I think this Colbert is him paying, like him doing like penance for starting QAnon. He planted the seed of those idiots.
Yeah. Well, here you go. Here you go. And, listen, it's happening. And this is what the media, you know, this happened 3 days ago and people are now talking about it. But Billie Eilish, great singer, you know, one of the stars of our day, is being accused of racism for mocking Asian languages and allegedly saying the C word, the one that rhymes with clink. They're saying that, and all I have to say is I'm going out right now and buying Billie Eilish CDs. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Check me out July 8th, Backyard Bar Wars, True TV, 10:30 after the Impractical Jokers. Play Billie Eilish. I'm coming out. Now I'm only coming out to Billie Eilish music. Let's play. I'm kidding. Let's play. I'm going to get a hate tweet from Ronnie Chang now. Shut up, Ronnie. I love you, Ronnie Chang. You're my boy. Let's play what Billie Eilish allegedly, what she do on TikTok. Let's play it.
What the fuck?
I love my dad and he's 61.
Phineas comes in and all I hear is, which is like the theme song at the beginning of all David Dobrik videos. This shit is funny as fuck.
Mocking the Asian. Listen, but let me ask you this. Okay, mocking the Asian. I'm not saying that was funny or good. It's not. But how come like only mocking Asian voices will get you in trouble now? Like what, you know, if she was like mocking an Italian person, she's like, oh, the pepperoni, the sauce, the pizza. She'd be on the fucking Today Show. It's what a cute bit. But if you mock an Asian voice, you're public enemy number one. I don't understand.
I don't get what people want from rock stars.
Here's the other thing. Two things. One, I don't know why mocking certain voices are okay and certain aren't. I'm not saying that it's okay to even mock Italian. It's just doing jokes. I'm not saying she was doing a bit. It seemed like she doesn't know what she's talking about. But what it seems like even more is, because this was a few years ago, is that she's a 15-year-old kid. She was a kid. She's still a kid, but then she was even more of a kid. So imagine anybody that wants to hate on her or hate on any kid that does that. Could you imagine if there was social media when you were 14, 15, 16 years old? If there was social media when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, I would have had my tongue removed by the government in public for the shit that I used to say and all my friends used to say from all different races, cultures, and religions. It's just, you're a teenager, you're trying to stand out, you're trying to do something edgy, and you most likely go too far. Now, putting that on a social media platform, the bell again. Putting that on a social media... No, now they have to wait because they forgot my order. Now they're going to wait. Putting that on a social media platform, I bet... What? Go ahead. Yeah, can you go get it, please? Because I'm in the middle of a bit and let's just say... Let me just say the guy, the delivery person for this company... Can you not talk over the bits when I'm trying to do a bit, please? The delivery person for this company probably just deleted their Billie Eilish CDs, if you know what I mean.
But I mean, all the old like.
Oh, it's not even the food.
Oh, wow.
What is it? Another delivery. I mean, do you just run around my credit card like charge? Literally, I came back from California. I came back from California and there were a stack of boxes. I literally thought she got mad at me and she had packed up all my shit and put it outside the door, but it was packages from Amazon. But I literally thought I was moving out of the apartment. I had no idea. I was like, oh, are we moving early? I thought she packed up the place, but it's just packages you ordered. And somehow she got Go get it. Look at that, sweating for two. This is what she wore to her sonogram. What a cornball. You're so beautiful. Do you know that? She really is a beautiful girl, huh? Oh, man. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you. What did he say? Thank you so much.
Wow.
Billie Eilish.
I'm kidding. Backyard Bar Wars, July 8th, 10:30. True TV, also known by Joe DeRosa as Backyard Barn Wars. Here we go. Wait, speaking of... Speaking of Backyard Bar Wars on True TV, now I'm a TV host. I'm Chrissy TV host, so I gotta ramp up the dad jokes. So we're going to get Vin's son Tristan out here to read me some dad jokes and see if I can guess what the punchline of the joke is. Can you go get him? Come on, Vin. I'm sorry you have to keep getting up and down, but you got to get your steps in. I mean, we got an 8-pound baby. Yeah, speak it to the mic. Okay, here, the voice. Let's go ahead, sit down. You're about to hear the voice of Tristan. Episode 4, who Tristan's dad was on the show, and we talked about Bitcoin, which we're still talking about Bitcoin. We're just not going to do it all on the show. If you want to talk about crypto, Chrissy Crypto, email the podcast, ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com, and I'll give you my tips on what I think the new coins are. I'm in one now called Asscoin, and the other one's called Buttcoin. That's legit. All right. Tristan, you're going to read me some dad jokes, and I'm going to guess the punchline to prepare myself to be the host of Backyard Bar Wars July 8th, 10:30. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's do it. Speak higher into the mic.
What kind of tree fits in your hand?
What kind of tree fits in your hand? A palm tree.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh boy. Sharp.
Sharp, dude. I'm on True TV.
What did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
What did the teddy bear say no?
Oh, why? Why?
Oh, public school education. Why? why? What was it? Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
Yeah.
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? Why did the teddy bear? Sweet tooth. It was full. Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
Stuffing.
They are hooked up with Goldilocks. What's the answer?
She was stuffed.
She was stuffed. Nice. Pimp knew that right away. Yeah.
Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Why did the cookie go to the hospital? Because it crumbled? Because it crumbled? Or maybe because it had why did the cookie go to the hospital? Because it had a fever and was taking a lot. It had a fever and was breathing started to become increased, and its oxygen dropped below 90, and it doesn't want to get the vaccine?
I don't think so.
What was it?
Because he felt crummy.
Because he felt crummy. All right, let's do a couple more.
What did one plate say to the other plate?
What did one plate say to the other plate? What? What did one plate say to the other plate? Don't break me. Stick a fork in me. Put me in the dishwasher. What did one plate say to the other plate? Feed me. What is it?
Dinner is on me.
Oh, dinner is on me. Backyard Bar Wars, July 8th, 10:30, True TV.
Why did the student eat his homework?
Why did the student eat his homework? Because he's not, his parents don't feed him because they're in QAnon and they spend more time on conspiracy theories than worrying about the welfare of their own children.
Public education. It was a piece of cake.
Oh, it was a piece of cake. All right, let's do two more.
What is the tallest building in the world?
What is the tallest building in the world? It's got to be somewhere in China. The Empire State Building, tallest building in the world. What is the tallest building in the world? A skyscraper? What is it?
The library. It has the most stories.
I don't know. I was going to say, yeah. Have they listened? They should change it to the Chrissy Chaos podcast. All right, go ahead. Let's do two more.
What did the little corn say to the mama corn?
What did the little corn say to the mama corn? What did the little corn say to the mama corn? What did the little corn say to the mama corn? Get off of Chris's feet. Let's flavor more Pepsi. Nibble, take, what did the little corn say to the mama corn? Kettle, kernel something. What is it?
Where is popcorn?
Oh my God. All right. One more and then we'll stop. Cause you got to go back.
Like five.
Okay. One more. You're getting out of school for 5 minutes to be on the Chrissy Chaos podcast. You don't need to go back to school. They're not learning anything. It's the last week anyway. They all fuck off. The teachers are not doing anything on Zoom. They're literally not doing anything on Zoom. They're freaking waiting to go to... They can't wait for summer. So they can go to Miami and... Okay. What's the next question?
What time is it when the clock strikes 13?
What time is it when the clock strikes 13? 1:30? 1:30? Well, no. When the clock strikes 13, time to give up. I don't know.
Up on what?
This bit? What is it?
Time to get a new clock.
One more. We're not ending on that one. On time to get a new clock.
Who's writing these? Do you know comics that write these or no?
Dude, who the hell knows? I don't know who the hell would write. Probably Mark Normand. Mark Normand can write jokes for anybody. Yeah.
Why did the ghost blow his nose?
Why did the ghost blow his nose? I know this one. Why did the ghost blow? To put a little boogie in it or something? Something with a boogie? Some boogies. Boogie.
No,
boogie nights.
That's a joke.
What?
No.
Oh, that's when you, what do you put? Put why did the ghost blow? Why did the ghost blow his nose? Why did the ghost blow his nose? I don't know. Why did, allergies to let us know that there's a warp in the time continuum and that he's not really a ghost. When you die, you just go to another parallel universe.
No.
What's the answer then?
Because it was full of boogers.
Because it was full of boogers?
Yes, boogers.
God, stupid. One more, and then this bit's done. I don't care if I get it right or not. One more.
Why did the dinosaur cross the road?
Why did the dinosaur cross the road? Why did the dinosaur cross the road? To, why did the dinosaur
cross the road? I mean, these are hard.
These are legit hard. Is it going to be stupid once we get it? Vin? All right, just what is it?
Because the chicken wasn't born yet.
Next one. One more. I'm not. One more.
You're going to be writing these if you keep going.
One more. Well, yeah, I'm going to be writing this because the Patreon hasn't been moving and the podcast, the last episode, the views haven't been up. Go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I just got a house.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Why did the kid bring a ladder to school?
Why did the kid bring a ladder to school? Oh, my God. I don't know. To get a position, to get in better position with a sniper rifle?
Oh, my God.
That's got to be it.
Is that it? What is it?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to go to high school.
She wanted to go to high school. All right. All right. Well, yeah, I guess you're probably not going to make it now because you're going to fail out of school. One more, and that's it. Vin, one more. I promise you that's it. Whether it's right or wrong, this is the last one. Okay, but you can only do one more because you have to go back to school.
No, I don't.
Yes, your mom said you do. I don't think you do, but your mom said you do. So I guess, you know, it's Pride Month. We got to listen to women. Go ahead.
What did the nose say to the finger?
What did the nose say to the finger?
You do this all the time, so this one shouldn't be hard.
What did the nose say to the finger? Pick me up?
No.
Eat me?
No.
What did the nose say to the finger?
How do you even eat a nose with the finger?
I was talking about eating a booger. What did the nose say to the finger?
Kind of right.
Point at me? Nose can't. What is it?
Quit picking on me.
Quit picking on me. All right, well, I kind of got it right because it said picking your nose.
That's the perfect one to end off on.
Why?
Because that's you.
Why? Because I pick my nose?
With every single finger.
I don't, though.
Oh, man, you pick your nose with your pinky finger?
No, I don't.
Just
no,
to make
I don't.
Your nose dry.
Vinny, Tristan, you never see me pick my nose.
Yeah.
You have?
You pick them all your fingers just to make your nose dry. And then you just wipe your fingers off.
Well, no, my nose is dry because of seasonal allergies and because your mom doesn't want to get a humidifier. Whatever. Go back to school. All right. Thanks, Tristan. I appreciate it, man. You got me ready for Backyard Bar Wars, July 8th, 10:30. Magic Spoon, they send me ad copy. What do you think? I need ad copy at this point? I eat, sleep, and breathe Magic Spoon. I think about it all day, every day. I love Magic Spoon. It's only got 140 calories, 14 grams of protein. It's got protein. You get ripped off this stuff. It's keto-friendly and gluten-free. The kids love Magic Spoon. Vin loves Magic Spoon. I've gotten everyone in my family go to Magic Spoon. You can get it too. Get a great discount. MagicSpoon.com/chaos and use the promo code chaos. That's MagicSpoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. It is the best cereal I've ever had. I love every single flavor and it tastes just like all the other cereals that you see when you're a kid, except this one's keto friendly and it literally gets you ripped and jacked. It has protein in it, only 140 calories a serving and no sugar. So it's the best. MagicSpoon.com/chaos. chaos. Use the promo code chaos. The peanut butter flavor is one of my favorites, and I also love the cinnamon. The best. I mean, I eat it with almond milk because I'm a soy boy, and I just love it. Pimp loves Magic Spoon.
I love it.
Dude,
what about
the cocoa Magic Spoon with a little banana and almond milk in it? It's the best. Everybody eats Magic Spoon. MagicSpoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. Save $5 off your first order. Or save $5 off any order. I use my own promo code. Sometimes I use other people's promo codes just because I want Magic Spoon. I don't care. I pay for it. They don't even send it to me for free. I legitimately pay for it. Hey, Tristan, can you throw me a box of Magic Spoon? Just throw it over here. MagicSpoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. Okay, it's taking too long. Just got to believe that I have Magic Spoon. There it is. I love Magic Spoon. All right, listen. You looking to compare auto and home insurance? Well, you got one easy place to do it, policygenius.com. I'm telling you, they'll help you get the lowest rates on home insurance and auto insurance. I just got a new car, and as I told you guys, I bought a new home, and I used Policy Genius, and I've saved money on both. It says the average, they've saved customers an average of $1,250 a year on what they're paying for home and auto insurance. They saved me $1,000, which is a lot of money, especially when I've depleted all of it to buy the house and the car because I have another kid. My family got bigger, so I need it, and I use Policy Genius. .com and it saved me $1,000. So thank you so much. So if you're on my boat and you're looking to do the same thing, save some money on auto and home insurance, policygenius.com. They scour the internet and they find the cheapest rates, and they certainly did for me. So thank you so much. Go to policygenius.com right now to get started. There's no promo code because these people don't give a shit. They're just like, hey, listen, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. We're Policy Genius. We don't even need a promo code. We don't even care how many of these policies you push. We just know people need help. So we'll give you money to say it on the show, and you don't even have to give me money because I did it anyway, policygenius.com. But please make sure those checks clear because I have no money. Hey, Maine lawmakers file bill to decriminalize possession of all drugs. Let's go to school in Maine. What does that even mean, though, decriminalize all drugs? I mean, I get decriminalizing weed and mushrooms, but I mean, you can't decriminalize heroin. I think it's really more about not putting you in prison because you're addicted to drugs and kind of getting you in more of like a rehab place. Because, you know, even according to T.T. Jerry, the drug use only gets worse when you go to jail. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. So why not put someone who's addicted to drugs into a, you know, different place?
I don't know. It's interesting.
You know what I need, dude? You know what I really need is not fat camp, but I do need some type of like sweets, like addiction center. Like, is there a place I can go to help me get off sweets? Because I'm addicted to sweets. Like, It's the biggest addiction. Now I've fallen off the rails. I haven't been logging my sweets into my FitnessPal app, so that I'm literally not accounting for about 1,500 calories of just pure sugar that's going directly to my aorta almost daily. Because I'm trying to, because every time I'm like, I want to eat healthy, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a grilled chicken sandwich. And then Vin's there stuffing her face. She's like, really? You're just going to let me be the one eating all this
bullshit.
Shit? I'm pregnant.
Bullshit.
Really? You're not going to have any? I can't go through this alone.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I had to stop you from eating.
You went from, how crazy is it that in literally 9 months, you went from Ben Still, you're both Ben Stillers in Dodgeball.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. We'll cut all this out. Can we just leave the feet swollen bit in? Because that was a legitimately good bit. And we will post your pictures of your feet.
You will not.
Jazz, on the Patreon, let us put the feet. Write ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. Will you join the Patreon if I post pictures of Vinny's feet?
You're going to get some weird people if you're putting that out.
We're going to get? Oh. Have you seen our fans? They're the weirdest people you've ever met in your life, and I love them. I love them. Can we actually go to some emails? Let's go to some emails, because speaking of weird fans, and Vin, I just want your help on this, because you haven't been on the show in a while, so it's nice to have you here.
We have Delilah's graduation soon.
We do. I know. We have Delilah's in 15 minutes. We're going to be off. Okay, let me just see. Let's read that first. Let's read this first email. Yeah, the one, the long one, the little bit of a longer one.
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. This is from Steven Regan. This is for TT. So we don't have TT's not here right now. So we got the next best thing in Vin. I haven't talked to my birth mother in about 5 years. She would do shit to me when I was younger, like break toys and then give off this laugh. Wow, you laugh at the kids when you break their stuff. Delilah was saying this morning, how come every time I fall down, you and mommy laugh at me? And we were like, oh, you're an idiot. She goes, she held me down and tickled me till I would be crying and screaming to stop and I would piss myself. Then she would yell and get mad at me for pissing myself. Okay, this took a turn. Talking like for an hour, she would pin me down. She would make up lies so I would get grounded by my dad. She grabbed my dad's dislocated toe that was healing and just jammed it. Wow, that sounds like Vinny.
Oh, my God.
I put up with a lot from her for a while because she was my mother, quotes. Then I got married and she started doing shit to my wife. She would invite us over for dinner, then purposefully cook shit that neither of us ate, then get upset because we wouldn't eat. It's been a lot of shit. So finally, we just cut ties with her. Back in April for my birthday, she texted a half-ass apology, pretty much blaming my wife and I and how I shouldn't treat my mother like I am, blah, blah, blah. I ignored that message. She has since texted me two other times that I've also ignored. Should I call, text her back or anything, or continue to say fuck it and just ignore her? She brings no happiness to my life at all, just chaos. But I don't want to regret anything, not sure what to do. What would you do? P.S. I'm not on Patreon yet. Got to figure out some funds. Well, we would be able to give you advice, but you're a cheap fuck, so next email. Kidding. Thanks, Steve. Steve.
Wait, you also bring chaos to his life, and he's writing to you, so.
That's what I was going to say. I was actually just going to mention that, Steve. I'm bringing chaos to your life in a positive way. So it seems like she's bringing chaos to your life in a negative way. I hope it's in a positive way by me, by the way. Who knows? But it to me sounds a little bit like either she was like legitimately like she's like a legitimately like abusive woman and has like psychological issues, or you're traumatized by her affection and she didn't really know how to like be, you know, affectionate with you in the way that you wanted. But either way, it seems like there's a lot of hurt there. And I kind of think like once you're a grown up, like you make your own choices. Like not everybody has to love their mom and dad forever. It's like, yes, they birthed us into this world and we're very thankful for that. But if it's going to be stuff like this where you feel bad all the time, I would not talk to her anymore. I don't think you need her.
Wait, this is the biological mom?
This is the biological mom. What do you think, Vin?
Because he said, quote, unquote,
well, he said, mom. Quote, mother, because he doesn't feel like she's very motherly if she was tickling every day till he pissed
but
his pants.
But he's
never,
and then, like, had a conversation with her about it, has he?
I don't. How do you talk to your mother about, hey, I didn't like when you used to tickle me till I would piss
just
my
like
pants?
That. Sorry, you can't have hair on your tongue. You need to just speak up.
Right. Do you have hair on your tongue? Is that a pregnancy thing? Why do you have hair on your tongue? So what do you think? Would you call your mom if she tickled you?
One more like attempt to save the relationship because that is your mother. I'm obviously like pregnant and, you know, hormonal. So, but no, you have to talk to your mom. Give it a chance. Tell her how you really feel. Tell her what really happened. And if nothing changes, then you cut her off.
What would you do, pimp?
Cut the bitch off.
I would just have a relationship, but know, hey, this person's a jerk off that I don't respect, but right. It can exist.
Maybe see them sparingly. Like, you know, I'm not with them every day. You know, I don't pick up the phone all the time, but I don't completely cut them out of my life. But if you tickle me till I piss my pants again, you're out. I'd give you one more chance. I would say you could tickle me, but as soon as I tell you I gotta pee, you have to stop. Because now I'm a grown up and I don't need a full piss in my pants at a family retreat. Okay, this is a video question from this guy who for sure is an Al-Qaeda.
Hey, Chris Shay, how you doing, babe? Quick question for you. Would you consider running as Trump's vice president in 2024?
Say it, he has, literally got to do it again.
Hey, Chris Shay, how you doing, babe? Quick question for you. Would you consider running as Trump's vice president in 2024?
Will you consider running Trump as Trump's vice president for 2024? I like that this question is coming from a man who's clearly not American. So I like that he's like, hey, would you consider running for 2024? He's some Russian spy. Would I consider being Trump's vice president for 2024? I mean, obviously, yes. That is... Imagine my YouTube still didn't go up, even though I was Trump's vice president. YouTube.com/ChristyComedy every week. I would.
It's a Scottish guy who really wants you to run.
Yeah, some Scottish guy. I would definitely be Trump's vice president in 2024. I think Trump's, if he does run for president, is going to take Governor DeSantis as his vice president, or DeSantis might be such a hotshot by then, Trump might be his vice president. Do you think Trump would ever be anybody's vice president?
Never.
Or no way?
Never.
Cannot, right? Dude, do you know in Texas and Florida right now, I could be way wrong on this, so if you're going to yell at me, but I heard that in Texas and Florida, and I think another southern state, but definitely Texas and Florida, if you ask someone to put on a mask, you can get a fine. Mm-hmm. It's reverse. If you ask them, you're fined. You heard that too, Pimpy?
I heard that. I mean, the mask thing's getting crazy. Did you see, I think it was like an Ace Hardware somewhere in the middle of the country where some people were trying to go in without masks, like consistently trying to piss off the employees, and they picked up bats, and then it became like a bat fight.
Really?
Over the masks.
Dude, I would love to get in a bat fight with Ace Hardware employees because you know for a fact almost all of them did time in prison. There's no way you're working at an Ace Hardware store and it's not like you didn't like, you definitely had to have something traumatic happen in your life. You're like, I need a second chance. Let's apply to Ace.
It was great. These guys going full John A. Light.
Jesus Christ, dude. Shout out John A. Light.
I also found this weird video about how bees are getting smarter.
Bees are getting smarter? Well, they're making them. Did you see that thing? They're like making them in labs now. They're like making
bees
like,
too? I saw the mosquitoes.
Yeah, bees and mosquitoes. All right, let's see. Bees are getting smarter.
So these bees stumble on a closed drink.
Work together to open up a bottle of soda.
Wow. They're opening up a bottle of soda. I love that these bees can open up soda on their own, but my daughter still can't. Look, wow. Look, they opened up the cap, Jazz.
Yeah, so pretty much the bees are, I guess, adapting. I read a few things, like some animals are learning how to make tools and use tools.
Well, I think I would imagine like anything else, like how we evolved, animals have to be evolving too. I mean, it just has to be a thing where they evolve, of course, right? I mean, it's happening at a faster pace. I'm sure Elon Musk has something to do with it, but, you know, what's this dog one?
This dog has like a seizure or something.
Oh, well, no, please don't put this on because Vinny will cry. Vinny will cry like every woman will cry if the dog has a seizure. But if I fell down right now and had a massive heart attack, she would probably just pick up the mic and be like, hey, I'm going to get back on Patreon doing my fitness classes as soon as I give birth to this baby. Don't forget.
Well, because you obviously did something and your anxiety is getting to you. So
what did I do? Now, from now on, if you ever
down on the floor, it's because.
From now on, if you ever see like a text message or like a message that's like going to get me in trouble, just be like, "Yo, the bees texted it. The bees got to my phone, girl." All right, she's mad. What can you do? So yeah. Oh, by the way, also Chris Reed DeStefano segment. Juneteenth is becoming a national holiday, so that's good news. Juneteenth is on June 19th, I think 1865, yes, in Texas, Galveston, Texas, the slaves heard the news that they were finally freed. It just took 2 years for the news to get to them, but they heard it. It was celebration and all that good stuff. So by the way, this is the first national holiday granted since Martin Luther King Day in 1983. So this is a good holiday. Anybody mad about Juneteenth being a U.S. holiday is an absolute piece of garbage, in my opinion. It's like, whatever your opinions are on, you know, politics and all that, it's fine, but it's like, it's a good day. This should be a U.S. holiday. The days the slaves were freed. Come on, you stupid fucks.
People are getting mad at this?
Always.
Are you serious?
If you're mad at this, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Like, listen, dude, you know, like, I believe the vaccine's a microchip too, but this should be a holiday, you know? It's like, Jesus Christ. I mean, even at the QAnon meetings, we've said Juneteenth needs to be a holiday. 1780, Pennsylvania became the first state to abolish slavery when it adopted a statute that provide. I always think statute is just like it's like statue and cute, like it's a little statue. It's statute provided for the freedom of every slave born after its enactment. Once that individual reached the age of majority, Massachusetts was the first to abolish slavery outright, doing so by judicial decree in 1783. So that's interesting. Because here's the thing: is when people make the argument. This is a little bit of a Chris Reed DeStefano segment too. When people make the argument like, oh, the South needed slaves because of cotton and the cotton gin, and it was just the way of life back there, and you know, slaves were treated good and all these things and blah, 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 blah. I don't buy it, because if in 1780 and 1783, northern states that were just a few hundred miles away from some of the southern states that still had slaves, a thousand miles, whatever, if they knew that it wasn't right to have slaves, the South knew it wasn't right to have slaves. Yes, they had cotton there, and it was a different climate and all that, but still, it was a little ridiculous. What is this?
This is which state had the most slaves.
Here we go. And here's a little bit of fun. And bless you. And that's, you know, this is why I like having Pimp pull up things fast on the show, is because I always just get a chance to put my foot in my mouth and look like a complete jerk off just minute to minute. And again, it's National Flip Flop Day. I'm one day going Chrissy Flip Flops. Northern states were pieces of shit too, because New York had the greatest number of slaves with over 20,000. New Jersey had close to 12,000, and had close to 20,000 slaves. And Vermont was the first northern region state to abolish slavery when it became an independent republic in 1777. So the North had slaves too. Just fuck everybody. I'm happy Juneteenth is going to be a holiday. I think it's a good day, and it's a celebration in America. And I don't know, Juneteenth this year, I think, is on a weekend. It's on a Saturday. So what are we going to do, Jazz? What do you want to do to celebrate Juneteenth? What do you want to do? What are we watching? An animal die on your phone?
A homeless animal with a bunch of hair on it. You couldn't even like tell what it was.
A homeless animal with a bunch of hair on it?
Yeah, and they shaved him, and he's so cute.
Okay, great. Should we adopt it? Why don't we bring the, let's bring the baby in. Let's bring the homeless animal in. Let's bring the homeless pimp in. Why don't we just bring everything in? Right into the tube, Eddie. Okay. What do you want to do for Juneteenth? Let's celebrate. Let's do something. Maybe we'll have a barbecue. What do you want to do?
Whatever you want to do, babe.
Okay.
Have a barbecue. You have some Texas stuff.
Yeah, let's have some Texas style. Let's have a Texas barbecue. Let's do what they would do in Texas. Let's have a barbecue and a shootout. Yeah, Vinny's pissed.
I found this article. Remind me of you.
Couple handcuffed together for 123 days in a bid to save relationship breakup. Wow. Would you want to do that? Handcuffed for 123 days. If we were handcuffed for 123 days, you would still be like, let me see your phone. You still... We'll be like, who you texting? No.
I just don't understand why they did this and why they made it a public stunt.
I mean, I might as well
what
be handcuffed.
What was the point of this?
What?
Excuse me? What was the point of that?
I don't know. Just like as a little stunt.
That's stupid. Did they break up after?
Yes, they broke up immediately.
They ended up breaking up after.
You want to kill the other person.
Oh, she said, I am finally free. And then they broke up. How long do you think you could stay handcuffed to me, Jess, truthfully?
I don't want to be handcuffed to you.
You don't want to be handcuffed to me?
No, not even 5 minutes.
Well, I think the quarantine was pretty much a handcuff.
That was a handcuff. Oh, look what happened. We got handcuffed. Frickin'. Cannot believe I'm having another child. I genuinely. Like, I was out. I was out. I was done.
Excuse me?
Was out living life. I was like that. Living la vida loca.
You were so depressed. Don't
then
even.
I was you like. So... Every day was like Vegas, Miami. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, then the quarantine.
You were just covering your pain.
Then the quarantine hits. Then the freaking Chinese, you know, we're like, all right, now everybody's getting back in the house. And now, boom, I'm having another freaking baby.
And look how happy
any
you
day
are.
Now. Yeah. I'm happy.
Are you ready for diapers again?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't.
You won't be here.
What are you talking about? I will be here. What are you talking about? You're acting. I'm going away and doing stuff to provide for my family. And I come back as soon as I can. I always leave. Me and Pip are always out of the city Saturday night or Sunday morning. We get there as late as we can so I can spend so much time with you. I spend as much time as I can in the house on my phone with you.
Well, babe, don't worry because we're coming with you. So,
what? You're coming with me? Hey, if you were going to come to certain shows, you know what I mean? They've been canceled.
That'd be great. You're crying babies in the audience.
ChristyComedy.com for all my stand-up dates. Either Vinny or TT will be there. One or the other. It depends.
We'll all be there together.
I know. Ugh. All right. 11 a.m. Eastern time. It's coming at you. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy for all the fun. We got to go watch my daughter's graduation on Zoom right now because the school she goes to won't allow a graduation ceremony in public because they're probably working for Stephen Colbert and the rest of the 1%. China's winning. Hey, what's up? Hope you enjoyed the episode. This right here is a little clip of one of our Patreon episodes that we have up at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. So see what you're missing. Join the family. Join the chaos. Join the Christians.
Welcome to my dad's Patreon.
There you go. Welcome to the Patreon, folks. We just got out of the swimming pool. I peed in the pool. It's not a bathing suit, so my shorts smell like urine. I have a special guest. Only for the Christians, only for the family members. You thought T.T. Jerry was wild. Well, guess who's here now? Tampa Tony. It's Tony DiStefano. My dad's on the podcast.
All right.
There he is. Fresh bruises. Those bruises are not from fighting. Those bruises are from different times he's had to get his blood work done, and he's on blood thinning medication.
True.
But he looks tan, he looks fit, he looks good. I haven't seen you, Dad, in 4 months since you packed up and moved to Tampa.
Guy walks in. Now, this is how crazy this guy was. He walks into the bar to make a bet. And he told me the story afterwards. He says, well, I came in with my son because I figured they wouldn't bother me or they wouldn't hit me. But they broke his leg right there.
I remember that day.
In front of his son. So.
You never got your bones broken, though, which is good.
I know.
The only time you started breaking your bones is after you stopped gambling, when you start, you know, just right. walking out by the pool.
Right.
You blew your knee out.
Right, exactly.
You
exactly.
escaped them off. That's like the same thing with my mom. She escapes 9/11 and then falls off the bus later that day.
Right.
Now, was there ever a time you were actually worried he was gay? Chris was gay?
Of course.
Still?
Well, I don't know about now, but yeah.
Yeah, the night is young.
What was the first age where you're like a...
7.
When I was 7, and also when I was 7, you thought I was gay, and I also had high cholesterol. I was the only 7-year-old. Yeah. Didn't I have high cholesterol?
It's true. Yeah.
Really?
It's true.
I was the only, yeah, right? I had high cholesterol.
Right.
At 7 years old.
Did you have to go on like a 7-year-old cholesterol diet?
Yeah, well, I was on Lipitor when I was 7. Well, what did the doctor say?
Well, we used to go to McDonald's after every game or whatever. So he got high, and you know, he tells my wife, he goes, I can't have meat anymore. I can't go to McDonald's. And he tells her why, and she laughs.
Yeah, said, high cholesterol, which I probably have lower cholesterol at 36 than I did at 7.
Oh my God. So what was the first gay activity for him?
Yeah.
The first gay activity. All right, let me think about this one.
By the way, it's 2021, even though I know we're on the Patreon, but my dad is pro-gay. Right?
Right.
I am. I don't care.
You know, yeah, you don't care.
It doesn't
matter. You
make
wouldn't care if I was gay. What if Delilah was gay? You wouldn't care.
Of course I wouldn't.
No. You'd say, all right, we'll sign off for softball.
What could I do?
What are we going to do?
I was waiting for her to take a shower this evening. And she says, Grandma, you know what? I like girls.
She said that.
I said, why?
Oh, my God.
Like going from having convicted murderer John A. Light as my last guest and now convicted cutie Sal Volcano as my current guest.
Guilty.
I was going to say, would you go communist given the choice?
I dip a toe.
You dip a toe in commie?
See what's
okay.
up.
Okay. Absolutely.
I dip a toe. I'm not saying, let me do a communist Rumspringer.
Why
not? Let me go do comms for a year or two.
Right.
And then see if I want to come back.
You know what I would do? I would throw the whole thing for a loop. I'd go to Rumspringer, do the 2 years, have fun, come back, but as an Amish woman. Now what? I'm back, but I change sexes. Do you keep me? Because you can't throw me out.
Wow. Strong. I think the community would welcome you back as their strongest Amish woman, maybe.
Is an alien spaceship getting shot down by humans the same as Logan Paul beating Floyd Mayweather? Is that the same? Is it the same discrepancy?
It's probably the same odds.
Same odds.
Zuckerberg. What?
What
the fuck is that?
Whoever commented on Taste Buds, the next episode should be, what was it? Eating ass versus eating pussy?
No, pussy versus butthole.
Pussy versus butthole on Taste Buds? I mean, that's a Patreon
episode. That's a debate. That's a debate right there.
Now, that I would think that's arguably a phenomenal Taste Buds episode.
Yeah.
Patreon. My father, a.k.a. Tampa Tony, shout out, he told me, this was, you know, maybe a year ago, he was like, the good thing about all your connections now, Chris, is when I die, I want to be cremated and you can get my ashes sprinkled on the Yankees, on the mound at Yankee Stadium from your connections. And I said,
sure you
Dad,
can.
I don't know, that's
a normal occurrence.
I said, Dad, why? I don't know why you assume my connections would automatically be able to get you that. For the most part, yeah, being an only child, you know, it just, it kind of sucks to be an only child. You know?
Yeah, because you just had to like imagine shit.
Yeah, because I would just have to then, imagine stuff. Or I would just, you know, I remember like many times where it was like,
you know, Friday nights, like, you know, if I had a brother or sister, I could talk to them and hang out. But instead, I would just have to sit in the living room and listen to my mom, Barbara, and the other girls just have, you know, coffee cake and talk about the men in their life. And I would just be sitting there, you know, with Uno cards or looking to play Go Fish.
That's the first podcast you listen to.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. My opinion of men was stained for a while. Because I would just be like, you're all pieces of shit scumbags. All of you.
Just holding your mom's hand in the mall and be like, look at this one over here. Thinks who he is.
Thinks who he is. Not going to call her back. You know, like, what I do think needs to happen as just a grand finale, the very last episode, whenever you guys decide to end in Practical Jokers, the biggest loser has to spend a week in a woman's prison. What do you guys think of that? As the final punishment.
We tried.
Oh, you've tried already.
We tried to go to prison for 30 days.
30 days? Yeah. As somebody gets punished, they have to go to jail for 30 days?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us into a regular prison with general population. Then we tried to get a defunct prison, an abandoned prison. And
what, would you spend your time alone in there?
I don't know. It kind of fell through. The two things we were trying to do for the movie were either go to prison for 30 days, and then when that was over, I think I might have told you this, one of us had to donate a kidney.
Ashley, yes, okay. Go ahead.
Ready for this? My husband's in the other room, so I have to be quiet.
Okay.
So 13 years we've been together, and he just came out gay.
Your husband did?
Two kids, 13 years. So where's Jazz when we need her, right? Where's Vinny?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How long have you known he's gay?
4 weeks.
Oh, so you had no idea he was gay?
He never showed a sign of
gay. He never showed one gay sign? Wow. Nothing. Like, he didn't want to always, like, just do it in the butt? Wow. So are you upset? Are you relieved? Like, how do you feel?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's a weird feeling. It's interesting. It's, I hope he doesn't see this on Patreon.
I hope he does.
Clip it.
He had the stroke first and then he said he was gay, or he told you he was gay and then he had a stroke?
He had a stroke.
Strokes make you gay. That's what it is.
What it is.
Strokes make you gay. And that's the name of this episode, is Strokes Make You Gay. At patreon.com/ChristyComedy. So see.